We turn to the KRDO news line right now, and we are joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And we were talking about this right before traffic and weather and going to a four-day work week in Britain. How will that be received? Well, around here, I think it would be received pretty well. Jim?
Yeah, I suspect it will be in Great Britain as well. This is something that's been tried in a few companies here in the United States and Canada for the last few months as well. So with the British companies, about 70 of them factored in, you may start to get a clearer picture of the effect of a four-day work week on employee morale and on their productivities. Now, that's what companies are really interested in finding out, Shannon. There's an organization called 4-Day Week Global that's taking a look at this phenomenon. It finds that, and not surprisingly, 78% of employees who work a 4-day work week are happy and less stressed. Now, we're not talking about cramming 40 hours into 4 days, 10 hours a day, but 40 hours spread across 4 days, which would be 32 hours a day, if my math is right. So they want to see how productivity is being affected by this. One thing that's clear, though, companies large and small are struggling to find employees and have been since the pandemic struck. This may be a way that they can fill some of those slots, because offering this the 4-day work week, it seems to be a perk. 63% of businesses find that it's easier to attract and to hold on to talent if they do offer a 4-day work week.
Yeah, I was part of an experiment where I and a videographer, we were paired together. We worked that exact schedule, you know, 4 days on, 3 days off. And I did not like it. He loved it. So you can have like a very big split in terms of who embraces it, who doesn't. But in terms of companies, this is something they've been resisting, it sounds like, for a long time. Why now?
Well, yeah, because I think the pandemic has spurred companies to take a look at how they do things, very basic things like scheduling. The whole world has been shaken up. The U.S. economy has been shaken down, you might say, by that. And so companies are more willing to take a look at this as an option. Now, the companies that have tried it have put a few, well, rules in place. They've shut down some meetings that were happening before. They've shortened other meetings. They're asking employees to leave their cell phones in the car or in their locker and only to check it during breaks. Without that distraction, workers are essentially more productive just by nature. Without the longer meetings, without useless meetings that don't affect certain employees, and by leaving distractions like cell phones out of the workplace, the companies have found that productivity does stay where it was at 40 hours.
So you're saying that even if companies maybe can't adopt a full 5-day or a full day or 4-day work week but stay with five, there are still key ways to help improve productivity and maybe make it easier to get along with the work, especially getting rid of some of those useless meetings that really could just be done by email these days?
Well, sure, absolutely, or done by video streaming. You know, that's quicker than gathering everybody together in a conference room, just jumping out, sending a Zoom link to all your employees and doing it that way. But it seems almost that, I mean, if you walked into an office right now and said, okay, everybody, you need to put your cell phones in your desk or put it in your car, there might be some kind of backlash. But if you're offering this as an incentive to inbound employees, new employees, new hires, and say, yeah, well, you can work 32 hours a week, but we do need you to leave your cell phone at home if you're going to do this, that may be an easier pill to swallow than simply walking in on existing employees and saying, all right, everybody, put the cell phones away.
Right, right. It will be definitely up to managers at those companies to shepherd this through and see if the experiment is successful. And because once you give, I think, workers a taste of a 4-day work week, those who do embrace it are not going to want to go back. Yeah. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, thank you for bringing us an experiment going on in the UK, but it could take hold and really maybe spread beyond those borders. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon.